T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What are some of their concerns?
So they're looking at some of the ethical implications of Google's technology. So things like artificial intelligence used for military purposes, or artificial intelligence that has biases, diversity and racial biases embedded in it. But they're also looking at other internal type things, like Google hires a lot of contractors, temporary workers, and Google employees who are protesting want those contractors to have the same rights that full-time employees do.
What are the chances that these protesters are going to get much of a hearing at this meeting?
Yeah, so the meeting just ended a few minutes ago, actually, and so inside the meeting they didn't really get. I suppose they got quite a hearing. There was probably about 4 or 5 Google employees who stood up and spoke on behalf of shareholder proposals. One of the proposals, for instance, was getting an employee representative on Alphabet's board. That's unlikely to happen, but they certainly did get their message across, and executives and board members were there at the meeting listening.
What has the company said about its practice of hiring so many, not hiring, but having so many contractors rather than full-time employees?
It gives the company a lot of flexibility. So if you want to start a project and try something new really quickly, I think internally at Google it's easier to hire some contractors rather than full-time workers. It's a big company now, 100,000 full-time employees, so there's some bureaucracy there, I think. And Google has made some changes in the past year because of these types of protests. So, for instance, they've got rid of arbitration in contracts for full-time employees, and they're considering doing that for temporary workers as well. And they've got some of these temporary contracting firms to give Google temporary workers a few more benefits and things like that.
Okay, so internally, the workers who have you know, raised a little hell about it have made some difference.
I think at the edges. So the ones that really stand out are Maven, which was an AI contract that Google had with the Pentagon, and Google actually stepped away from that contract last year. And then the other one is they had a Dragonfly project, which was going to be a search engine for China that was obviously going to be censored, like all search engines in China are. And the Google protesters really, really dislike that one, and Google has basically backed down from that and said that they're at least not actually working on that project at the present time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.